speaking of hangry, we got something going on the Truth Network that's going to help the world not be so hangry.
Yeah, he's talking about just needing God's word. He said, please help the Truth Network send Bibles to Africa. And we know that they need God's word. We have until the end of the month, just $5 gets a Bible in the hands of a poor impoverished believers all over the African continent with the help of the Bible League. Just $5. Just think about that, Robbie. Just $5. So please give. If you can give more than $5, man, we'd love for you to do it. And the number to call is 1-800-YES-WORD. 1-800-YES-WORD.
1-800-YES-WORD.
This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome to Man Talk Radio. It is absolutely amazing that the week just fly by, and we are at another week already. Praise the Lord. So last time we were talking with you about healing for the brokenhearted, and we said that everybody is hurting in some form or fashion. Everybody needs healing. Everybody needs healing, some type of healing, every single day that they live. When we left off on last time, we were talking about we were about to go to Mark chapter 1, verses 34 through 39. And this is where it gets good, or should I say gooder and gooder. That's the Southern in me. Listen what the Word of God says. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases. He cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out. He departed to a solitary place, and he prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed him. And when they had found him, listen what they said. Listen what they said. They said, all men seek you. Why? That's the question. Why were all men seeking Jesus? They were seeking him because they wanted healing. But look what he said. Don't miss these small little paragraphs and words in the Word of God, because it's rich with meaning. And then he said to them, let us go into the next town that I may preach there also. Now, notice that. Jesus, they asked, everybody is seeking you. They're looking for where you are. And Jesus was in a solitary place praying. And they said, okay, they seeking you. What are you going to do? And Jesus said, we going to the next town. And the reason why we're going to the next town is because therefore came I forth. Jesus said, I came forth to preach the gospel, not to heal people. That was not his primary reason for coming. His primary reason for coming is to save man from their sins. He is the Savior. But he is a healer. Yes, he is a comforter. He is all those things. But Jesus, he didn't even address the disciples. He just said, look, we got to go to the next town because I came forth to preach the gospel. So I guess I go back to and ask the question, if healing is more important than you being preached to so you can have a conversion experience and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior than what it is. Because see, we need salvation. We can be healed. And you think about Lazarus. Here Lazarus is, he's in the tomb and he's stinking and he's wrapped up with grave clothes and all this stuff. And he got raised from the dead, but he had to die again. And that's the thing that if we were dead and we were raised up, which we were dead spiritually, and we needed to be raised up. We need to be raised up in Jesus Christ. So he said, I came forth to preach the gospel. My primary mission is to save the souls of men. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17, God blessed through the Apostle Paul to say the very same thing. He said, for Christ sent me not to baptize. So in Jesus's case, it was, I didn't come just to heal. My primary mission is to preach the gospel. And so the Apostle Paul, he comes right back and says to the Corinthians, he didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And not with words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. This is the reason why we, the church of Jesus Christ, the born again believers, the kingdom saints, this is why we're here, to preach the gospel to the lost. And of course, to fulfill the Great Commission, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. So Jesus, he was seeking heart and soul healing. He wanted the soul of man. He wanted the heart of man to be healed. Your outward body, it's still going to perish. But when you talk about healing of the soul and healing of your heart, this is what needs to be changed. And so he goes on to say in Psalms 139. I love this verse. Psalms 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, we have a tendency sometime when we read this and we say that if a person is ill or if they're going through something, the reason is because they're sinning more than someone who isn't sinning that much. Well, sin is sin. So how are you going to categorize a little sin versus a lot of sin versus sin that is, you know, it comes about by all of what we see and all of what we do. So we're going to take charge of our life because God has given us the authority. So whatever come out your mouth, it's either going to plant good seeds and be planted into the good soil, or it's going to be planted in bad seed soil. Every seed you sow is seed that's going to germinate into something. It's going to germinate into good or not. Now, notice the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. And what made it interesting here is that God blessed through him to have a vision. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, God blessed through the Apostle Paul to say, to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation which he had. He said God gave him a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me. Now, God permitted this thorn to occur. And of course, we've heard time and time again to where what this thorn was. Some say it was some type of speech impediment. Some say it was some type of physical impediment, something like this. But what was it really? We really don't know what it was. We don't know. And so people need to just say, I don't know, when you don't know, because there are things that we don't know. But God has given us the ability to know those things that he give us discernment over. And so listen, as God blessed through us at this time, we want to play you a song. Listen to the words. Let God bless you. This is Michael W. Smith, Heal and Reign. Listen and be blessed.
Heal and Reign is coming down. It's coming nearer to this old town. Rich and poor, weak and strong. It's bringing mercy, it won't be long. Healing rain is coming down, it's coming closer to the lost and found. Tears of joy and tears of shame. Forever in Jesus' name.
Heal and Reign. You don't have to be afraid, saints, of the heal and reign. All of us need healing. All of us need to understand that when we don't get healed physically, spiritually, or theologically, psychologically, sociologically, when we don't get healed, don't let us stop believing God. Even though God may still have you in that state, let God bless you where you are. Continue to pray. Continue to offer up praise. To continue to sacrifice. Continue to serve God. Let his light continuously shine on you. Until next time, we thank God for you. Bless you.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Lord, saints, I tell you, I'm getting so happy in here. I don't even know where I am as far as where I am on the broadcast. Producer, he had to let me know. You're not done yet. And I thought I was done. So when we look at ourselves and we see that God has a purpose for our life, this purpose that we have is specific to us. Not anyone else. It's specific to us. And so when we, before we went to the break, we were talking about as the Apostle Paul prayed, he wanted this thorn to be relieved from him. But God told him, my grace is sufficient. You have to continue to carry this because God gave him the understanding that he would have what he said, he would keep him from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations. In other words, let me just put it in layman's term. God kept Paul from getting the big head. Just let me just say it like that. Because Paul would have, he would have gotten to a point to start looking to see what God is able to do in and through me and not keep himself humble. God wanted Paul to remain humble. And I believe this is why he said, whatever this infirmity is that you're praying for me to get rid of, my grace is sufficient because it's going to keep you humble. So that's Paul's case. Paul's case was God said, my grace is sufficient. So when a healing doesn't take place, psychological, physiological, if a healing doesn't take place, it is not for us to question, why, God, are you not healing me after I prayed? We just have to continue to endure because I believe this, and I've been in positions like this to where, you know, you get into a position and all of a sudden you say, oh, Lord, I've drawn so close to you. I can just pray and say the words. And all of a sudden things started happening. Well, that's like Paul. We get conceited because we know that we have given God our time. We have given God our talent. We're drawing closer to him. And as a result, he starts revealing himself to us more and more. And that's the thing I like about this, saints, is that God is going to show himself real to each and every one of us. So God blessed through Paul to say, winding out this verse, these verses, he said, therefore, if I'm going to boast in my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I am not going to go out here and boast of my greatness because prior to this, the Corinthians were battling it out, talking about who was better. You know, I am a Cephas, I am of Paul, I am of Jesus Christ. So they had these factions that were going on, and God wanted to dispel all these things. Seeds can be planted from so many different sources. But it is only God who is going to give the increase. Back over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. This is God blessing through the Apostle Paul. Listen to what he says. He says, at my first defense, no one came to stand by me. Everybody deserted him. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me. See, so when you're going through something, a physical illness or some type of mental illness, and you're going through those things, you need strength from them. You need strength to endure until such time God take you on the other side. All healing, saints of God, is not instantaneous. Let me say that one more time. All healings are not instantaneous because God may have you go through whatever it is you're going through and endure that. And then once you come through it, then God's going to bless you on the other side. And we can take an example from Job. Here's Job, all these things happening to him. Everything's happening. All of his cattle, all of his children and killed. And the whirlwind came and the roof fell in and killed his family. And all of the servants just died as a result of the enemy coming in. And through all of that, he continued to maintain his integrity in God. He continued to say, I am going to stand fast regardless of what happens. So let's continue reading 2 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 17, he says, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. See, that's the reason why God blessed to strengthen him so that he can continue to preach the gospel. And in preaching the gospel message, that he would proclaim the message of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles who hear it. Because again, the ones who are going to hear it are the ones, when they hear that word, they're going to be drawn in by God. Now listen to this. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. So that Paul had nothing to fear, even though people abandon him. And sometimes you're going to feel like you're all alone. Sometimes you're going to feel like I can't get anybody to help me. Sometimes you're going to feel like that I'm in the mouth of the lion and he's just chomping at the bits to get to me. Sometimes you're going to feel like that. But look what God blessed through the Apostle Paul to say. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. And just as he rescued Paul, he can rescue you. And if he can rescue you from every evil deed and bring you safely into his heavenly kingdom, if he can do that for Paul, he can do it for you. And then he says, to him be glory forever and ever. Now, this is the interesting part here. When he start giving his exhortations, he says, greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth. And then he says, and I left Trophimus, who was ill, at Miletus. Now, wait a minute, Paul. If Trophimus was ill, why didn't you go and heal him? And there could be many different discussions around why he was ill. It could be simple that this guy, Miletus, was ill and he simply couldn't travel with Paul. But again, it gets me to wondering, if he was ill, why didn't the Apostle Paul pray for him that he would be made well so he could travel with the Apostle Paul? Just make you want to go, And then he says, do your best to come before winter and bring his other greetings to Linus and Claudia and all of the brothers. So what are God's desire for us as born again believers? the gospel, that the gospel would go forth through preaching and teaching. This is the number one thing. It's not healing. It is not for you to receive a financial blessing. Even though God wants to give you these things, your primary desire is that God used you to preach the gospel and to teach the gospel. The next thing you need to do is advance his kingdom. You need to bring his kingdom to the lost and dying world. Bring it to the street. Talk to the people who are out there and who are, some of them are just thirsty for the word. They're hungry for the word. And they truly want to know what God's will is for their life. And you, my born again, beloved brother and sister, you are right there to share the gospel with them. Why? What's the other desire? The third desire is that the truth of God will be planted in the heart of the skeptic and the cynic. So we continue to let the word of God go forth from our lips to break down these barriers of people who are going to resist the word of God, and they're going to come back and say things like, you've been talking about Jesus Christ is coming for years and he hasn't come yet. Well, let them keep on saying that. But for you and I, we know that the coming of the Lord will happen. We may not see it in our lifetime because no man know the day, no man know the hour in which the Son of Man is going to become, come and get his church. But what I want you, believer and born again saint of God, what I want you to do is take from this teaching. Healing is not instantaneous. Healing is not always the best and first option that God has for you. You might have to go through some things in order to get to the healing on the other side, just like Job. So continue to pray, continue to endure. We love you here on Man Talk Radio, and we just want you to continue to listen to Man Talk Radio. We know that God is working in and through this ministry. Don't forget, if you want to give to the ministry, go to the website, let God bless you to give, and it's all tax deductible, and we will thank God for your gift because we want Man Talk to continue. God bless you, and we love you.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.